Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalei Tzal, the safety of the Jews everywhere in the world. Today's daf is daf Memches, and we left off with the words Omar Rava, which is a couple of lines down on Memches Amud Aleph, more than a couple of lines down, about 13 lines down, Omar Rava. That's where we left off. Good morning, Dr. Joe. And good morning, Tzvika, and Avram David, and Gershon Eitan, and Shlomo David, and Reuven from Harrisburg, Chanuch Hedach, Yitzchak Meir Akoyen, and Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Meir Akoyen. Here we go. Says the Gemara, 13 lines down, Omar Rava. 12 lines down. Yesterday we presented a dispute, and we're going to continue today to discuss the dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Midvar Torah, Ma'os Konos, and Midrabanan, the rabbi said you need to do Mashiach. Midoraisa, that your money should acquire. But Midrabanan, the rabbi said, no, your money's not going to acquire, you got to actually have it in your possession in order for you to be an owner, Mashiach. What's Rabbi Yochanan? Reish Lakish says, Midoraisa, Mashiach is Konos. Ma'os are not Konos, even Midoraisa. Rather, Mashiach is Kone on a level of Doraisa. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. So, Amar Rava. Kro umasnisa resaila l'Reish Lakish. We have a pasuk and a brisa that both support the opinion of Reish Lakish. Kro dichsev. What's the pasuk that supports Reish Lakish? These psukim are referring to the din of rejecting a monetary claim. An Ashem Gzelos, the pasuk says, "V'kicheish ba'amiso." If you lie to your friend, you deny owing your friend money, when in reality you do owe your friend money. V'kicheish ba'amiso b'pikadon. It could be that you have his pikadon. O b'sesum esyad. It's going to be a loan. It could be that you deny a loan. O b'gezel, or you stole from him. O ashakas amiso, or you withheld wages from him. You owe him wages. Says the Martisum Asiyah, that's a loan. Omar Rav Chista, when are you chayiv a carbon asham gzelos for denying a person a loan? It's only in a scenario where the loan that you're denying has already been concretized in a vessel. Omar Rav Chista could go and she yichid lo kli lahava halva asal. It has to be a case of where you designated a particular vessel that you're going to pay him back. You both agree that you're going to pay him back the vessel. But now you're claiming, I don't owe it to you. He says, you owe me that vessel because this vessel we designated for payment of the debt. And you deny it. So it's got to be where there was a vessel, because that's like pikadon, that you're denying a specific object. It's not just that you're denying a general loan. If you're denying a general loan, that's a very bad thing also. But you're not chayv a carbon unless, according to Rav Chista, you're not chayv a carbon unless there was an actual vessel that was designated. Oshak, what's that? That's denying wages. Same thing. Amrav Chista, kegon sheyichelo kli la'ashko. It's only where you designated a specific kli that you're going to pay the wages in this particular kli. So that's the only time you're chayev. Now, if you look at the rest of the psukim then also say that when you admit that you're lying, you're caught in the lie, Adam come in and say, no, you're lying, you owe the money. So then you have to also return the item. So what does it say? But interestingly, when the Torah talks about returning it, it doesn't say all those same cases it talked about when it talked about swearing falsely, that you don't owe the money. When the Torah then tells you have to return these things, ksiv, v'hayaki yechetava ashem, as it turns out, when you are caught in the lie, they catch you that you sin. And it will be when you sin and you're caught lying. In addition to bringing a carbon, you have to return it. Now here it says return the stolen object. That's the wages. Or the pikadon. What's not in the pasuk? What is not there? The loan. The Torah leaves out the loan. the Torah leaves out the loan in terms of returning it. Why does the Torah leave it out? Maitaima, why does the Torah leave out the loan? Lav mishum demechasra mishicha. Must be because you didn't yet do mishicha on the kli. So even though I lent you money and we designated a kli to pay back the money, since you hadn't done mishicha yet on the kli, you don't own it. And since you don't own it, so I don't have to give it back to you. I can give you money or something else for the loan, but you don't own the kli yet. So the Gemara thinks from this pasuk, we have a raya that mishicha is kona midoraisa maos anakonos. Because the Gemara suggests, if you would hold like Rabbi Yochanan the maos konos, just the loan itself, the fact that I owe the money, the loan itself would be a raya, the fact that you admitted to the loan would be a raya that you own the object that was dedicated for the loan. That money, that chov, should acquire the object. From the fact that we say that chov does not acquire the object, only mishicha would acquire the object. That's a raya to Reish Lakish that mishicha is going to. Again, this is not a regular case of Reish Lakish. This is not the usual case where I'm just buying something. Right? Usually the case when we say mishicha's kon is I give you money, so I don't own it until I do mishicha. But similarly, the Gemara is quoting a raya. Again, this is Rava quoting a raya to Reish Lakish from the fact that when I lent you money and we designated a kli, even though I admitted I owe the money, the loan does not grab onto the kli. It's only if you actually were moshech the kli that you own the kli. The loan does not acquire the kli. So you see, ma'os einon konos, rather mishicha's kona. Says the Gemara, so Rav Papa wants to reject this raya. What kind of raya is this? Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa said to Rava, no. Ema, maybe you could learn out ma'os konos me'oshek hu de hadarkra. But wait a second. One of the cases that the Gemara does bring is lost wages, right? Good morning, Rav Mordechai. And good morning, Avram Simcha. So one of the cases that the Gemara does bring is lost wages. Wait a minute. Over there, also you didn't do Mashicha, and yet you do acquire the object, even without Mashicha. Answers the Gemara, no. The case of lost wages was the following case. Hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? Kigon, by the case where you deny wages, where a guy worked for you and you owe money, and now you're denying it. That's talking about a case of where the worker who was owed the money took the object that was designated for his payment and then gave it back to the owner, to the employer. He gave it back to him to watch. So he took it and gave it back. Oh, so he had a mishicha. And that's the case that we're talking about over there. Again, it's a very, very strange case. Why would you assume it's talking about such a case like that? Where I took it and then gave it back. I don't know why a person would have taken it and given it back. But the Gemara says that's the case. Maybe that's the case over there. Says the Gemara. But you can't say that's the case. Hainu pikadon. That once you already paid back the wages and gave it back to the guy, that's the same thing as just randomly giving any person a pikadon to watch for you. So that's the same case. Says the Gemara, you're right. Trei gavne pikadon. The pasuk is talking about two types of pikadon. One that an employee gave back to the employer, and one got that stam Reuven gave Shimon a thing to watch. Says the Gemara, come on, that can't be what it's talking about. Asked Rav Papa back to Rava, Ihachi, if you want to tell me that by lost wages, the Torah had to teach you the halacha, even if you deny the pikadon, tesumes yad nami lahadre. If that's true, so why didn't the Torah also include the loan? Good morning, Avram Chaim. Why didn't the Torah include, he's over here instead of over there. Okay. Ihachi, tesumes yad, nami lahadre. Why didn't the Torah also mention the loan? And you could say it's talking about a case of where he took the kli and gave it back to him. If that's fair game by lost wages, so say the same thing by a loan. You could have three cases of it. And just teach me about a case where a guy denies that he owes a loan. And there was a kli. So he paid back the kli. And then he grabbed the kli. And then he gave it back to him. Answers the Gemara. No. So Rava answered him, Iahadre Kra, had the Torah mentioned the case of where the Malveh grabbed the Kli and then gave it back to the Lova as a Pikadon, you're right. Had the Torah mentioned that, Lo Tiyufta Velo Siata, we wouldn't have a question against Rish Lakish and we wouldn't have a right to Rish Lakish. Hashta Delo Ahadre Kra, the reason the Torah does not mention it, Messiah, is to teach me that there's one case, if he hasn't done the Meshicha, then it's not Kone, because it's a right of Reish Lakish, that only Meshicha is Kone. Only Meshicha is Kone. So that's the Raya. Again, but the Gemara asks, against Rava, Utasumas Yad Lo Ahadre Kra, ask the Gemara, really? The case of a loan, the Torah does not mention the obligation to return the object that was designated to pay back the loan? For Hatanya, we learned in a brisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Minayin li tenis amar lamala lamata. How do we know to apply all the things that were in the beginning of the pasuk where he denied the money to the end of the pasuk where he's giving back the money? Diksiv, extra words. O mikol asher yishava alov lasheker. That comes to include anything. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Rav Amar Rav. Lerabos to sumes yad lehe shavon. That's to include that if there's a loan that you deny, and there's a kli designated to pay it back, so once you are caught in the lie, you have to give it back. Answers the Gemara, you're right that it includes it from these words, O mikol asher yishava alov lasheker. The Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Behejya mi alo ahadre kra. You're right that the Torah includes it from those extra words, but it doesn't say so explicitly. And since it doesn't say so explicitly, we can use this as a source to learn that only Meshicha is not Kone and Mos are not Kone like Reish Lakish. So this is really interesting that sometimes if the Torah writes something, even though it's a Din Doraisa, but if it's not written explicitly, so then it may have different halachos than something that is written explicitly. So here we can learn out that Meshicha is Kone, not Mos, even though the Torah writes Halva also. But since it doesn't write it explicitly, that's enough for Reish Lakish to have a source to learn out that only Meshicha is Kone and Mos are not Konos. From the fact that the Torah does not write explicitly that a loan that was designated as a Kli, and you didn't do Meshicha, so you're not Kone. Even though the Halacha really is that you are, that you do acquire it, but it wasn't written explicitly to teach me Reish Lakish's halacha. So all that was the pasuk that supports Reish Lakish. And where is the brisa? Masnisa minoan. Where is the brisa that supports Reish Lakish that Meshicha's kona? The sign we learned in the brisa. Let's say a treasurer has a coin of hektish. Nusna by accident lebalon. So when you're the treasurer of hektish. When you work for a tzedakah, let's say, see, sometimes you have in your pocket money from the tzedakah and money from your own money. Happens a lot of times, right? Somebody gives you a donation for your thing. So you have to be very careful. If you use the wrong money, so then you're chayev me'ila, so you're the gizbar of hektish. So let's say the gizbar, and he's going to the bathhouse, and you got to pay the bathhouse attendant with the money. So by accident, you use the hektish money. So right away, Nusna labalon, if you give it to the bathhouse owner, ma'al! Even before you take a bath, you violate me'ila. V'amarav, dafka balon, hu, delo mechasa meshicha. Right? In the case of going to a bathhouse, there's nothing for you to do meshicha on, right? You just go into the bath. You're not doing meshicha on anything. You're buying the right to use the bath. You're buying usage of something. You're not buying an object. So there's no, you're not lacking in any meshicha because there's no meshicha that you're buying over there. But something else, like let's say the gizbar of hektish was going into a store to buy potatoes. So just giving the money for the potatoes doesn't violate me'ila. If he remembers before he does meshicha to the potatoes, if he remembers, oh my gosh, it's hektish money, let me take that back, let me give it from the other pocket, then he would not violate Mila. Why not? Must be only Meshicha's Kone and not Ma'os. Dacharaya de Reish Lakish. Avo midi achrisa, de mechasa Meshicha, lo ma'ala de mashich. Ah, there's no Me'ila till you do Meshicha. Is a raya that Ma'os are not Konos, only Meshicha's Kone. Dacharaya de Reish Lakish. Is a raya de Reish Lakish. Ask the Gemara. Really? How could you say that a guy who gives money of hekdesh for something that is lacking in Mashiach, there's no me'ila? Because ma'us are in and konos. V'atayim lezen abraisa. Nosna la sapor. If you give money to the barber, ma'a. V'sapor ha'boy le'mimshech tisporas. Apparently, the rules were in those days that in order for you to be obligated in a haircut money, you have to do mashicha on the scissors. Yet that's what started the chiyuv. Once you did mashicha on the scissors, on the razor, whatever it was, once you took the razor, that now obligates you, your chayev, to pay for the haircut. You have to do mashicha. So how come you tell me over there that you're already violating me'ila once you gave the money to the haircut guy? You didn't do mashicha yet. So you see that you violate Me'ilim without Mashiach. V'atanya nusal sapar ma'al v'sapar haboy l'mimshech tispores. Answers the Gemara. Hacha b'mayaskinan, when do you violate Me'ilim right away? B'sapar nochri. Delab bar Mashiach. We're talking about a non-Jewish haircut giver. Italian. He was an Italian haircut giver. And when I grew up, all the haircut givers were Italians. I had an Italian guy used to... But now it's Russian. That's true. Now they're all Russian. Let's give a shout out to Ruben. Shout out to Ruben. Okay. Hacham Askinim Bisap or Nachri. Yeah, but he's Jewish. He wouldn't help us. But my growing up was Tony and Tinek. What was the guy's name? I already forgot. He cut everybody's hair. Hacham Askinim Bisap or Nachri. Delav Bar Mashiachahu. A guy has no Mashiach. By a guy, even Reish Lakish agrees, by a guy, Ma'os Konos. Why? Because what does the Torah say? O Kono Miyad Amisecha. Dover Nikta Miyad Liyad is only Amisecha. Only a Jew who's like you, that's where Mashiach is kind of. But even Reish Lakish would agree that by a guy, Ma'os are Konos. Says Ma'avaraya, Tanya Mihacha. I'll quote a Braisa supporting this. Nisanat Lesapar O Lebalon. I'm sorry. Nisanat, if you gave the money of Hekdesh, if the Gizba, the treasure of Hekdesh, if you work for a tzedakah, this happens to me all the time. Sometimes I have halb money in one pocket and another money in another pocket. So, tayam yach, nisana l'sapar, if you give money of hekdesh to a hair cutter, o l'sapan, or a sailor who's going to give you a ride across the river on the ferry, o l'chol bali umnas, any other trades craftsman, lo ma'al ad-mashach. So you don't do meal until you do Mashiach. Oh, Kashina Adadi. Beforehand it said if you give it to the haircut guy, yeah, you don't violate meal right away. I'm sorry. Before it said you violate meal right away. Here it says you don't violate it until Mashiach. Kashina Adadi. One's by a guy. By a guy, you don't need Mashiach. The money right away acquires. Vekan, Besapar Yisrael, Shmamino. And how do we paskin? The Rambam, Paskins, and the Rosh and Tosfos over here in Dior Maskil, Nisana, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Midoraisa Mos Konos, then Tor the Shulchan Aruch also passed that way, Midoraisa Mos Konos. Tosfos and the Rosh and the Tor, right? Since we follow Rabbi Yochanan, that Midoraisa by Yisrael is Mos Konos, a guy is Konev in Mashiach. However, according to Rashi, it's the opposite. Rashi says, Lalacha, the guy is Konev in Kesef. Rashi passes like Reish Lakish, that a Yisrael is kona metal v'mimashicha, and therefore a guy is kona b'kesef. Even though usually the rule is when Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have an argument, you follow Rabbi Yochanan, who is the Rebbe. Here we pass like Reish Lakish because Rava in the Gemara clearly brings all these rais to support Reish Lakish. He brought a pasuk to support Reish Lakish, he brought a braisa to support Reish Lakish. Since we're supporting Reish Lakish, we follow Reish Lakish here against Rabbi Yochanan. It's one of the exceptions to the rule.
Someone gives you money to give half, for example, and you have money in one pocket and your own money in the other pocket. So if you by mistake use the half money, can you just say that your money is now going to go instead?
Okay, it's probably a good thing to do, but technically speaking, no, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah. Technically speaking, if it's money that's half money, you want to say money is fungible, so it's just an account.
You
keep an account.
Doesn't care which pocket you're using. As long as you give the money to half it, then you do it.
Okay, that's true, but technically speaking, you're not supposed to do that. If it's a money, let's say there's a stucco box in shul, so and you need a dollar, you want to go buy a soda, Are you allowed to go to the tzedakah box, borrow a dollar from the others? I'll pay you back later. I'll pay the tzedakah box later. You're not supposed to do that. First of all, you might not pay back. You might forget. But you're not allowed to just borrow money from a tzedakah. What you can do is, you can, if you need a dollar bill, let's say you need a dollar bill for the soda machine, you can put in $5 into the tzedakah, take a dollar back from the tzedakah, and then use that for the dollar. That you're allowed to do. But just to change money, even from a tzedakah, even to just, I need quarters. So let's say there's four quarters in the tzedakah box, you have a dollar. Just to exchange a dollar for four quarters, you're not supposed to do that. You're not allowed to do that from the tzedakah box. Okay. V'chein amar Rav Nachman dvar Torah ma'os konos. Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Yochanan that midoraisa ma'os are konos. Now, ubadka Levi b'mastisa v'ashkaf. So until now we had rise to Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara says Levi looked into the braisas and found the braisas supporting the other way, supporting Rav Yochanan and Rav Nachman. What's that case? So, Nisana l'siton. Siton is a wholesaler. He supports lots and lots and lots of retailers. So if, let's say you have a store owner who had money of Hekdesh, and by accident he paid the wholesaler, the retailer paid the wholesaler by accident, he paid him with Hekdesh money. Nisana l'siton. So the guy would the wholesaler would sell to the retailers on credit, and they would pay him little by little. So this guy gave him a little bit of money. The guy had like a $10,000 bill by the wholesaler. He paid him $10, like a little down payment towards the bill that he had. Ma'al. So he pays him the money. So even though he didn't do any mashicha on the fruit, he didn't do mashicha on everything. He just paid him the money ready. He's moel. So you see, this is a writer of Yochanan that moos are kodesh even before there was any mashicha. Ella, the Gemara says kasha the Reish Lakish. Sounds like this price is a question against Reish Lakish. Answers the Gemara, I'm alach Reish Lakish. How many Rebbe Shimon? You're right. This price approves Moos Konos. But that's going like Rebbe Shimon. We already said Reish Lakish already agreed that Rebbe Shimon and the Mishnah held Moos Konos. We just don't follow him. Reish Lakish said his Shita Kunta Chachamim, who argued Rebbe Shimon, who say that Mashiach is Kona and not Moos. Says the Gemara, Abel Amru, what did the Mishnah say? Abel Amru, Misha Paraman Shidaram Abel. Right? Even though Reish Lakish holds Mashiach is Kona and not Moos Konos, but if you pay for something and then back out on it, you get a Misha Parah. You get a curse, because if you agree to do something, then you're supposed to do it. If you agree to do something, then you do it. And if you back out on your word, it shows a lack of bitachon, so you get a curse. Says the Gemara, Abul Omar Mishpar. Says Gemara, Itmar, Abai Omar Odui Modi'in Anleh. Abai says, we don't actually curse the guy. Bezdin does not actually curse him. We say to him, I'm just informing you that Hashem is going to curse you. Not that we actively curse you. We inform him that Hashem is going to curse him. Rava Amar, no, Melat Laitina Lev. No, we actually curse the guy. Abai Amar Duye Modin Lev Dixiv Nasib Amcha Lo Sar. The Torah says you're not allowed to curse people. So we tell him that Hashem is going to curse him, but not that we actively curse him, because that's an Isser Doraisa to curse somebody out. Rava Amar, no, Melat Laitina Lev. We actually curse him. Yeah, you're not allowed to curse the guy who doesn't do something wrong. But this guy promised you money, promised you a deal, and he backed out on it. So you're allowed to curse the guy. Rav Amar Melatim Ledechsiv Ba'amcha. What does it say? V'nosi Ba'amcha Losar. Ba'osa Ma'isa Amcha. A guy who does the right thing, but a guy who's a jerk, who's an idiot, who's backing out on deals. You're allowed to curse him. Now, Abai also agrees that the pasuk is talking about Osa Ma'isa Amcha, but he says that just because a guy backs out on a deal because the terms of the deal changed. Let's say the thing went up in value or something. So he backed out. He's not an idiot that deserves to be cursed. That's not called Eino Osam Ayse Amcha. You and I would do the same thing. So says the Ritva, right? You agree to pay for a house. And then all of a sudden the price goes down. The market goes down. So you're going to pull your money back out. I can get it for a cheaper price next door. So I'm going to also pull my money out. We didn't finish the deal yet. I didn't take... And maybe real estate's not a good example, but let's say, I don't know, you buy anything and the price goes down, you know you can get it next to you, so you paid for it, you're going to take your money back. So says the Ritva. It's not called Eino Ose Maise Amcha. But Rava says, no, you can curse him because he's violated an Avera. What's the Avera? So there's a Pasuk in Svanya. Pasuk in Svanya says, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlov lo yidabu chazav lo yimotze b'fim loshim tarmas. You gave your word, you're going to buy it. So you're going to back out. So you're violating your word. A Jew has to keep his word. Pasuk says in Svanya, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlov, Jewish people will not do wrong, they will not speak falsehood, and there will be no lying on their lips. So Tosfos over here in Ba'osei Ma'ase Amcha, take a look, four Tosfos from the bottom of the page. Lo mikri hai eno osa ma'ase amcha le'inji in mutter l'kalo b'chinam. This guy who backs out on the deal, he's not a Russia gomor that you could just curse him for no reason. You're only allowed to curse him for this, but you can't just generally curse him. A different guy is like a Russia gomor, so that guy you could just curse him for no reason whatsoever. So says Tosfos. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Yeah, it's unfortunate that I think that the world does not necessarily think that Jewish people are honest people nowadays, because there's a few Jews who publicly are not honest, so they ruin it for the rest of us. But we have to have the attitude that, what did a kid come ask me, a Shaila, the other day? Oh, a kid in yeshiva came to ask me. So I think in driver's ed, you have to sign that you did 50 hours of, you have to sign the driver's ed thing that said you did 50 hours of practice. And no one does it. No one does the 50 hours. You have to sign that you did 50 hours. So the kid, there's one kid who came to ask me, can I sign it that I did 50 hours if I didn't do 50 hours? Everyone, no one does it. So I told him, I think you can't sign it. You can't sign it. The guy at the security line in El Al asked you, did anybody give you anything to take to Israel with you? Did anyone give you anything? So Rav Schechter is the only human being in the universe who always says, yeah, like 20 people gave me 20 things. And they stand there for 20 minutes, it goes through each thing. They put each thing through the security screen. The whole rest of the world says, no one gave me anything. No. You packed the whole thing yourself? Yeah, I packed the whole thing. No one gave me anything. You have to be careful. You can't say an untruth. You can't say an untruth. That's a pasuk in Svanya. Shai Shechter told me this, that his father is the only person in the world that when they say, yeah, like 20 people gave me 20 different things, and they stand there online for an hour and a half, he says, they have to know that a Jew doesn't say a falsehood. Amar Rava, Mina Minala, how could I prove that you actually cursed the guy who's a Mishapara, a guy who pays for a deal and then backs out on it before Mashiach? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, a story that happened with Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Yehovah le'izuze amelcha. So he sold salt, and some guy gave him money. But they didn't do Mashiach yet. The price went up. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who already had the money, wanted to back out of the deal. The price went up. Now you should owe me more money. We didn't conclude the deal yet. Also, l'kamid Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, the seller, came from Rabbi Yochanan to see, is he allowed to back out? Omar Lay, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Zil Havlu, no, you can't back out. Give him the salt that you agreed on. V'ilo, kabel aleich mishapara. If you back out of the deal, you're going to have to be subject to the curse of a mishapara. So what's the raya? If you say we just inform him that he is going to be cursed, that we don't actually curse him, Rav Chiya bar Yosef was a Talmud Chacham Baro Duhu. You have to tell him this? I mean, he certainly knows it. So why do you have to tell him it? So what do you tell me? That Rav Yochanan actually cursed him? Rav Chiya bar Yosef asel kibulei le l'tusa de Rabbanan? You think Rav Chiya bar Yosef came in front of Rav Yochanan so that Rav Yochanan should curse him out? So why did he go there? Ella must be. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, a Ravon who would be a Havilei. No. The case was like this. Rav Chiya bar Yosef only got part of the money. He only got the beginning of the payment. A Ravon, like a collateral, like the beginning, a down payment. There was just a down payment. That was the case. So Rechia Bar Yosef, he wasn't backing out on the part of the salt that was connected to down payment. That he certainly agreed to give. He wanted to back out from the rest, which he hadn't yet had a down payment on. Hu savar connect the hukona. He held that a down payment only secures the salt that's connected that money. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan connected kula hukona. Rabbi Yochanan said that you're going to get a misha para on the rest of it. Let's say he sold him $100 worth of salt, and the guy had paid only $10. So he wanted to back out on the other 90. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you're going to misha. If he gave you the down payment on the whole thing, only $10, that already acquires that you can't back out even on the other 90. And now the Gemara is going to analyze this very issue. Itmar, we learned previously, Erav Own, a down payment. Rav Amar Kinegdo Hukone. Rav says a down payment only acquires the $10 worth. If you buy $100 of salt and you pay $10, Rav says you only acquire the $10, not the rest. Let's say you're buying property, so you only put a down payment on a little bit. You're only an owner in 10% that you put down. And as far as a Misha Para, you only get a Misha Para if you back out on the 10% of the salt. You would not get a Misha Para on the other 90%. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kineged Kula Hukona. No, no. If you back out on the other 90, if there's a down payment of 10%, and you back it on the other 90, you get a Misha Para on the other 90. Meisvei, I'll ask a question against Rav from a Braisa. Hanosein Erev on l'chaver. If a guy gives a mashkon to his friend, Amar lo, imani chozerbi, if I back out on the deal, Erevoni machalach. So, right, this case it's not a down payment. This case it's security, right? I give you security. I say I want to buy $100 of salt from you, but I'll give you my watch. Take my watch as a security. My watch is worth $50. And if I back out on the deal and don't buy and back out on the deal, keep my $50 watch. I know the name of Chaver of Amalo. Imani Chozer. If I back out on the deal, Erevoni Machulach. I'll agree to allow you to keep my watch. It's a gift. Vahala Amalo. And the seller says to the buyer, Imani Echzerbi. If I back out and I Echpolachar Vanecha. I'll give you back your watch and I'll give you my watch, which is worth the same as your watch. I'll double it. Niskai Muatanoyim. This deal works. Meaning, if the buyer backs out, the seller keeps the watch. If the seller backs out, the buyer gets two watches. Divi Rabbi Yossi. Why Rabbi Yossi? Tamid Amar Asmachta Kanya. This is Rabbi Yossi going to his shita. Even though we don't know what's going to happen. Am I going to back out? Am I not going to back out? Is the price going to go up? Is the price going to go down? None of us know what's going to happen. We made a deal that's on a condition for a future event that we don't yet know is going to happen. That's like betting, like gambling. Rabbi Yossi holds Asmachta Kanya. We hold, Rabbo say, that Asmachta Lo Kanya. And therefore, betting is a very, very serious halachic problem. If you bet on a sports game, if you join a football pool, or you have a fantasy team, whatever it is, you're part of a fantasy pool, this is a very big problem. Nowadays, kids cannot watch a game without betting on it. It's unbelievable. It's a whole new world. Everyone's betting on everything. It's horrible. Not only is it horrible from a mental health point of view, it's addictive, but it's horrible because it's also against halacha, because you're not allowed to bet on stuff. Because we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Tamid Amar Asmachta Kanya. Rabbi Yossi says, we make a bet on a condition like, I'm giving you this watch, and if in the future, if you back out or I back out, if I back out, you can keep the watch. And the seller says, if I back out, I'm going to give you a different watch. So you owe the money. Asmachta Kanya. It's like betting in the futures market. Rabbi Yossi, Tamid Amar Asmachta Kanya. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi, no. Dayosh, Ikne, Keneged, Ervono. No. The kinyan is only chal on the value of the watch. So, on the other $50, the second $50, that you can for sure back out on. But on the money that's connected to $50, you only acquire the amount that's connected to Eruv Ohm. The Kenyan is only chal on the amount. So if it was $100 purchase and I gave you my $50 watch, I can only acquire the $50. But on the other $50, they can both back out. On the $50, they can't back out. Says the Gemara, Amar Bishim Ben Gamliel, Bamed Varm Amurim, when did Rebbe Yehuda say he only acquired connected to Eruv Ohm? Bizman Sha'omalo Eruvoni Yikon. If he said the words that my watch, the security, should acquire the entire thing. And since it cannot work on the entire thing, so you only acquire connected to Eruvon. But in a different case, Avol Mochalo Bayis Osada Be'elav Zuz. But if a guy sold a guy a house or a field for $1,000, and Uparlo Mehem Chamesh Mil Zuz, and he paid half the money, whether he said this is a down payment and the rest is a loan, or whether he doesn't say anything, Kana, he acquires the whole thing. Umachzelo es hashar. Afilach hakamashonim. You have to give him the rest of the money, even after a lot. So there, we don't say it's again, if you sold him a field for $1,000 and you pay him $500, so in that case, you acquire the entire field and you owe the rest. Says the Gemara, my love, who I did limitatalin, bidistama, kani lulukulu. If I pay a little bit, I acquire everything, a misha part, everything. So there's a question against Rav. Rav said if you make a little bit of a payment, you acquire everything. I'm sorry. Rav said if you make a little bit of a payment, you only acquire that. Here it says, I put down 500, I acquire everything. I acquire everything. I can't back out on anything. So it's a question against Rav. Answer the Gemara. Lo, you can't bring a proof. Metaltalin bidistama lokai. This is only by land. By metaltalin, by salt, if I put a little bit of the money down on salt, I don't acquire everything. Like Rav, I only acquire opposite what I put down. Metaltalin bidistama lokai. Umay shna karka, but buying real estate is different. The bekasba koni le mamish. We know that when it comes to real estate, kesef is kone. Kesef is kone by real estate. Right? Everyone agrees that money is kone real estate. Just like we know that money is kone karka, right? We learned in Maseches Kiddushin that karka is nicknames bekesef bishtar uvechazaka. So, metaltum, the whole machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish is, does money acquire movable objects? So there you have the machlokas. If you put a little bit down, does it acquire the rest of it? But by karka, since money acquires karka, since money acquires, so too, kani leilu kula. Just like we know that money always acquires karka, so money acquires even more than the value. If you make a down payment, that acquires all of the property. Even Rav would agree that a down payment by karka acquires everything. However, metaltalei delo kani el kibuli mishapara, but metaltalei, you don't acquire with money. You just get a curse, but you don't acquire with money. So too, a down payment does not acquire the rest of it. Lo kani le kule. A down payment, Rav holds. Again, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says even by metaltalin, a down payment, because Rabbi Yochanan holds most konos. So since Rabbi Yochanan holds most konos, so then a down payment acquires everything. But Reish Lakish, and Rav is going within Reish Lakish, who says you don't acquire everything. Says the Gemara Lemekitanoi, let us say that this machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is actually machlokas tanoi. Hamavis chaver lamashkan, the person lends his money, lends his friend money, and the guy gives him his watch as security. V'nichnasa ha-shemitah, so I lend you $100, and I give you a $50 watch as security. And now it's shemitah. Now, since you have a security, shemitah does not cancel the debt. But the question is, how much of the debt does shemitah not cancel? Does shemitah not cancel the entire debt, or is it only not cancel $50? Can I get the watch? Aval pisha eino shav ela plag, even though the watch is only worth half the debt, eino mishamed. Shemitah does not cancel any of the debt, the whole thing. So if the watch is worth $100, then ain't a mishami. Then Shemitah does not cancel the entire debt. But if it's only 50, mishami. The other $50, Shemitah does cancel. My ain't a mishami to come Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ilay mekenegdo, if you think it means that Shemitah does not cancel the debt, even opposite the watch, mechad, Rabbi Nasi, Savar, lahach pal ganami mishami. What? That even that $50? Shemitah cancels. That's ridiculous. You got payment for it. That's the whole point of the watch. Elamashkin denak and lamale. Why do you have the watch? It's obviously to guarantee that Shemitah is not going to cancel. Elav Shmamina, my enemy Sham the Kumar Shim Gamliel, Ainum Sham the Kulo, Umay Misham the Kumar Yudanasi, Lahak Palga, the Lonak and Lemashko, Novaka Mithni. They're arguing about the same Machlokas. Rabbi Shim Gamliel Savar, if you pay part of it, Keneged Kulo Kona. If you have collateral on 50% of it, Shemitah doesn't cancel all of it. Rabbi Yudanasi Savar Keneged Kona. Answer the Gemara, lo, it's not a riot. It's not the same thing. My Ainum Misham the Kumar Shim Gamliel, Lehach palga derokad le mashko. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Shmita does not cancel the debt, he means the 50% that's connected to mashkon. Shmita does not cancel that. Michlad Rabbi Anasi, son of Lehach palga derokad le mashkon. Nami mishami. What? Shmita even cancels the debt that you have a mashkon for, but that's already collected. How can Shmita cancel that? Elamashkon derokad lamale. So well, then, what do you have the mashkon for if it's not going to defend you against Shmita? Answer the Gemara Lizrichon Dvarim Ba'alma. No. The mashkon is just to remind you that you have a debt by him. But Einachanami, the mashkon, the watch, is not considered to be as if you collected it. And therefore, Shemitah even cancels the part of the debt that you have a mashkon on. So what do you have the mashkon for? Just to remind you that you owe the money from before Shemitah. But Einachanami, Shemitah cancels the debt. Okay, Rabosa, we'll stop here.